from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that's what we're doing tomorrow and Friday. You call it an experimentation sensation.
Yeah.
If you want.
That's a buck.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you won't be here.
Yeah.
You know who's going to be in your chair?
I would assume, well, FP is currently busy.
Yeah, he's in Milwaukee.
Well, then it's the Grandy Man.
Sort of.
Who can do the fill-in?
Where are you sitting tomorrow, Grandy? Where are you sitting?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Right, okay. There.
Yeah, we don't know.
So it might be a solo show?
Well, but
as opposed to most shows?
You've never done that.
Yeah, like, I mean, me talking that much?
It's a lot of you.
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
Yeah,
it's a lot of you. I gotta say, it's too much you, because that's mean-spirited.
I'm just an insufferable Homer. Yeah, no, that's too much me.
It's a lot of Homerism, too.
If we're gonna do 4-hour solo, I would need to, I don't know, like, record the last hour or something
like that. I like that. Coming up, best of my interview with Johnny Bench.
Well,
you know?
No, Grandy and Lucas are going to do plenty of talking. Plenty of talking.
If either one of them talks more than I'm allowed to talk.
With 18 guests.
Okay.
Every 5 minutes, a new guest. It's going to be amazing.
I like it.
Yeah.
I may have to tune in on the drive.
Just call.
On my Odyssey app.
Call.
I'll probably be driving.
Don't call.
I'm heading to Eureka.
It sounds like there's not going to be any cell service up there.
There's some spots. I'll pull over.
Okay.
I'll pull over.
I'll pull over now.
You know I will. Just got to make sure my reads make the air.
Oh, gosh. I'll do your reads. I've lost 28 pounds. Oh, look at me. I eat spinach. Woo, woo, woo. I mean,
that's
whatever.
That's really good.
Oh, and Fremont Bank. My money's at Fremont Bank. You can trust them. We don't compromise. It's like we're negotiating with Brandon Ayuk. No compromises. Yeah, see you next week at Fremont Bank on the big rooftop deck. Fancy.
You're a little too good at my read. Cancel that vacation. Dipper's back.
He's back. I got him back. All right.
Don't say that you're in need of a closer.
No, I'm not. I'm out on closers. Camilla Duvall ruined the whole thing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Seventh Inning.
Anyway.
Anyhow.
Okay. So check this out, everybody. Today was weird. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk. But no, really. Honestly.
Yesterday, we didn't mention him at all. It was a blissful show.
It was, well, we didn't in the 5 o'clock hour. And it was. It was great. But we are talking about him today. And actually, that is new. Because today is new. And if you're just hopping into your car after a long day of work, first and foremost, great job. Way to get out of the house and be a productive member of society. But second of all, today was different. And it kind of snuck up on us. But boy, it has changed a lot of our opinions. The report came out early that now that roster cuts are done and camp is over, it's officially game preparation practices. even though the game is still almost 2 weeks away. So what that meant was there was a loose understanding between the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk that even with or without a deal, he would be at practice. Practice was late today. It didn't start until about 3:10. At 2 o'clock, Kyle Shanahan took the podium. And here is where the conversation started with regard to the idea of Ayuk practicing.
I've been working on the 53, the practice squad. I haven't talked to him. I know he's been cleared by our doctors. So I hope that he's out there practicing today.
Focus on the "he's been cleared by doctors" comment, because that means now the Niners are able to find Brandon if he does not show up. Kyle was asked, would you discipline Ayuk if he doesn't practice?
Since your doctors have said he's healthy, if he refuses to practice, would you discipline him?
I'll deal with that when that happens, if that happens.
So just to clarify, if he practices, that's not any sign that anything's close one way or the other in terms of the contract extension?
No.
And would Ayuk, I guess, now go ahead and practice and just play on the fifth-year option?
Is this really reach a point where he could play on his fifth-year option without a revised contract?
Just like I think I've said from the beginning, it's reached a point where all options could happen, and nothing has changed on that.
Okay, and then John Lynch with the opening question from Matt Maiocco about Ayuk and practice.
Reports or suggestions that Brandon Ayuk was going to practice today. To your knowledge, is he going to be out there?
We'll see. I think you'll see right with me. I know he's here today, and that's the expectation.
That is the expectation. That's a different word than that's the hope.
Right. No. Expectation is like you and I are expected to be here for a 148 crossover and do the show until you ask Grandy at about 5:56, what are you doing coming up next? That's the expectation. And if we don't show up to work, well, there had better be a call before, a good reason, or a pre-planned vacation or whatever. So the expectation part of it and Kyle's answer about being, you know, possibly fining him, we'll see. You know, we'll cross that bridge basically when it happens. Well, it's happened.
It happened.
He didn't show up to practice, and the expectation was for him to be there. So now they've got a choice to make. And the other interesting part about those cuts that you just played is Shanahan saying that all options are open still. The trade, the extension, or him playing on the fifth year.
I mean, he's not going to say publicly that something's off the table, even if it is.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Niners have pulled their offer, if the Steelers have pulled their offer, he's not going to say that publicly, right. I would think, at this point. One more. Lynch was asked, like, does this drive you crazy, what's going on?
Yeah. You know, fortunately, there's 90 players here. There's preseason games. There's the work of getting better and that goes into putting a team together. But no question about it, when you've got some of your better players, two of them in particular, that aren't out there, you know, that's your job. Yeah, you take a lot of pride in that. And, I think, you know, one thing, we got a lot of really good players and we've rewarded a lot of good players. And that makes things tougher at times. But, I remain optimistic. We'll find a way to put the best squad out there and really happy with where this team's at and what we do have to offer. The players out here that have been here are working really hard. We got a lot of love for the two guys that aren't, and we'll continue to work on that to try to bring that to a resolution.
Okay. And the only other thing to know is that John Lynch at one point was quoted as saying, at some point you got to get out there and play. And then sort of in the passive aggressive way in talking about new Niners practice squad receiver Terrace Marshall, John had a quote that everyone felt applied to Brandon.
That's just a good football player. We were very fortunate to get in the building. I don't know what went on in Carolina. I know that I got on the phone with Terrence along with Leonard Hankerson and Kyle and just told him about the way we do things, what we thought of him coming out of college, and that this could be a great landing spot for him. He's going to have to earn everything, but it's a fun place for receivers to come and thrive. And whatever your best is, I think you'll find it here. So we're excited for that opportunity.
Fun place for receivers to come and thrive. Whatever your best is, you'll find it here.
No doubt. Yeah, you'll find your best here. And if you are somebody who we like, then we'll sign you when your contract comes up. Or unless you want to play hardball, then maybe we won't. So, yeah, they're adding receivers, and I'm looking at some footage from the practice today, and you see the receiver group, and Ricky Pearsall still was in blue. that Dodger blue kind of jersey that you can't stand, but they had seven receivers all running around out there. Two weren't there. Juwan Jennings with the oblique and Brandon Ayuk with no listed injury.
The no-show. Yeah. So that's where we are, and we've been asking you all day, all right, now that the plot is thickened, it sort of feels like we've reached our final chapter of negotiations, and this is now officially incredibly contentious. So what would you do? There's a game in 12 days. Brandon is under contract. I have no idea if trades are still available. Brandon is not showing up. And therefore, even if he does, in some sort of a fake way, show up next week, you're not playing him. You're not going to play him against the Jets if he just shows up that week. I know some of you are like, well, you did with Bosa. Yeah, I'd argue that this is different. And I've said that now for weeks. This is different than all of the other situations combined. This is different than Trent. This is different than Bosa. Both of those players have arguments that they are the best player at their position in the league, number one. And number two, neither of those players have gone through trade demands and then were offered massive extensions to go somewhere else only to have it turned down.
Yeah.
So if you've got any questions about why this is different than any of the other holdouts, those are my answers. And I think Brandon has officially arrived at pain in the rearville. And if I'm the Niners, I do not want to sign him to an extension at all anymore because I'm too worried that this situation is going to come up again.
Agreed. And John Lynch was asked about Trent and Brandon in back-to-back questions. Is there anything new with the Trent situation? No, there's no updates there. There's good communication. We're constantly working, throwing out ideas, trying to have a breakthrough, and it just hasn't happened yet.
Yep.
Is there good communication between you and Brandon? Yeah, there's communication. And it's been ongoing with his representative. On that one as well, we just haven't been able to break through. And he says, good communication with Trent, constantly working, throwing out ideas, hoping for a breakthrough. And with Brandon, there's been communication.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're also hoping to break through.
Might be that Top Gun form of communication. Keeping up foreign relations. You know.
Yeah.
Flipping him the bird.
Totally.
I don't know. All right. David in San Jose. Hi, David. Thank you for calling. What's going on, man?
All right. How you doing, fellas?
What's up?
Yeah, so you know what? I was with you kind of one foot in, one foot out, you know, and that was when it was 26, 28 million a year for Ayuk at that point, knowing there's some manipulations you can do with the salary cap. It's a win-win for both teams, right? Now it's officially a distraction, to your point, Willard. We should be talking about the damn Jets and nothing about except the Jets. And to me, you know, the last receiver that this kind of seems like it went through with was T.O. And we traded T.O. for a bag of peanuts. I think it was a six-rounder and Brandon Browning or whatever his name was, a whole bunch of nothing. Now the thing is with Ayuk, if we come, he's probably going to play on his $15 million option this year, but he's going to be what if he's a sourpuss in the locker room? You know, the whole year, and it's still a distraction.
Well, this is an interesting sort of subject you're bringing up, David. Thank you for the call. All right, Dibs, what about this? What do you do if you're the Niners? And I realize that maybe he'll already be suspended by then because the Niners, by CBA rule, thank you, Tim Kawakami, basically, when you get to the fourth no-show practice, you can suspend the player. And the Niners may do that. And then he's suspended. And so he's just over there on the side. But let's say they don't suspend him. You get to week one, and Brandon's like, I'm here. And Kyle's like, but I don't want to play you. And he's like, but I'm here. And it's counting against the 53 and all of that.
Right.
Like, maybe Brandon plays this knowing that the fourth practice is the one where they can suspend him, and that's the one he shows up for.
It's possible.
So if you do get basically, like, I'm showing up, but in the most malcontent way possible, how do you handle that if you're the Niners?
You just deactivate him on game day. And, you know, you let him practice, but when you break the huddle and you're running with the ones, he's not out there. And when you have him run with the twos, he's not out there.
It's an expensive roster spot.
Well, right now you don't have much of a choice. If you're not going to suspend him for conduct detrimental, and if he shows up for the fourth the fourth practice and you can't suspend him because now he's here. You fine him for the first three and now he's here, but you're not ready to play him because that would be probably the Tuesday practice. I think they're off for Labor Day. They might be off over the weekend a day.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think they're going straight through. David Lombardi was laying it out last week when we had him on, but whenever that is, that's going to be even closer to the game day. And I think that you're already going to have moved on. And Kyle was asked today, did you have to make adjustments on the 53-man roster, carry maybe an extra receiver because about his availability? And he said, yes.
Yeah.
One-word answer, yes. In other words, we are keeping an extra receiver because we don't expect you to be ready for week one.
Absolutely. I don't know how you could right now.
Even if he shows up, though, after to the fourth practice, I don't think that you're going to look at that and go, all right, you're starting on Monday.
Do you think that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan actually thought he'd be out there today?
I don't know.
You know, like,
I think yes.
Their word choice is based on setting the table. Their word choice is based on letting people know he's been medically cleared. The conversation has been what it is, therefore he is expected to be out there. That's setting the table for whatever maneuvers they're going to do next. But did they actually believe it? And in fact, I don't know that at any point they said, yes, and I think he'll be there. They said the expectation is that he'll be there.
Kyle was aware that he was in the building, but he hadn't talked to him because Kyle's grinding over the waivers and the 53 and all the rest of it. Whether or not John talked to him, we didn't get that answer. But if you knew he's in the building, my thought would be, yeah, he's here. And the expectation, I'm sure they laid it out with the agent already that, okay, when we get to Wednesday, August 28th, the expectation is this is now game week. This is no longer a missed camp. This is now a practice. We're into the regular season now. So the expectation is that your guy's going to show up.
John Lynch was asked, did you tell Aiyuk that there was an expectation that he would practice today?
Communicated to Brandon's camp at any point, say, in the last week, that he would be expected to practice starting.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into our communication again, but, you know, there's, you know, at some point you got to play.
Okay. There's your money shot right there.
Well, the answer that he doesn't give is, you're damn right we told him. Because at some point you got to play.
I don't think that Kyle and John pulled each other aside after practice today. Did you tell him? I didn't tell him. Did you tell him?
We forgot to tell him.
Damn it, we forgot.
Yep.
No. I think everybody's middle fingers have appropriately been up for a while now. And so the threats, I'm sure, have been made. I'm sure.
Well, and I think the old expression of deadlines spur action, I feel like the deadline was today at 3:10 when practice started. Enough is enough about everything that's gone on with trade requests and poop emojis and TikTok and contract negotiations and all the rest of it. I'll tell you what, guys, when we get to August 28th, 3:10 p.m. local time, and we get our first practice underway, we're expecting you to be out there to honor your fifth-year option. You're getting paid $14.1 million. That's our expectation. And if he doesn't show up, if he's in the building and doesn't even go out on the field to run around, that to me is a big-time middle finger.
Yeah, that's what all this is. Yep. Look, everybody's big mad. Everybody's big mad. John in Dublin. Hi, John. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Willard Dibbs. How we doing, guys?
What's up?
What's up? I'm 41. I've been in the Bay Area watching these sports, you know, ever since I was a wee kid. My dad's showing me, you know. First two teams I start following is the Niners and the A's, you know. And then it goes to the Sharks. And, you know, my A's slowly trade everybody away with their money ball, and we all know how that goes. Sharks fall from their grace, you know, after their 10 years in a row, going to the playoffs. I saw their only playoff win at home. Been to a couple wild card games at the stadium at A's, you know. Missed the train with the Giants and the Warriors, but, you know, I'm all good. I love the area. But I just feel like the only thing I have left for my Bay Area sports, you know, for my group is the Niners. And I just feel like Aiyuk gets to go make millions of dollars to attempt to win a Super Bowl with a really amazing team and organization. And it's like, you know, the 12 years I've coached Little League in high school and everything, it's like perspective. It's like, we always have perspective. Parents have perspective. Sometimes it's way off. Sometimes it's right off. You know, kids, expectations, perspective. She's like, guys, there's no I in team. You guys are entertainment for the entire Bay Area. We buy your merch. We think you're great. We want to see you succeed. We want that jersey, that person, that number. And we want you to make as much as you can. But at a certain point, man, wouldn't you sacrifice $5 million for a Super Bowl ring? I mean,
well,
come on.
So, John, I think what you're saying is very emotionally relatable to a lot of people. And thank you so much for calling. At the same time, would you sacrifice $5 million for a Super Bowl ring? First of all, there's beyond no guarantee that you're going to get that Super Bowl ring. Like, in other words, think for a second about what you're actually asking him. Like, I am all in on the Niners side right now. I think Brandon has absolutely been unfair and absurd with all of this because of all the money he's turned down. Because of all the money he's turned down. But if you're asking Brandon, dude, we have a really good team. Show up. It hurts like hell. Everybody around you's gotten paid, but not you. And be okay with that because we're good. Like, you wouldn't do that either.
No.
So, like, I will have Brandon's back on that to a point. I think he's completely obliterated that point. But if you go back 6 months, I had that opinion.
Of course.
I had, like, that it is always fair to me for these players to try to go get what they can. But then when you're offered all of it and you say no, and you just blow up the entire preseason because of it, you beyond lose me.
Yeah, you lose the sympathy of many. And his deal is guaranteed, fifth-year option, $14.1
million. Yep.
Now, he's worth more than that, and the market would tell you he's worth between 25 and 31. And so he was trying to get that, and he went about trying to get it in a way that was damaging to his own reputation and maybe to his relationship with the organization. And now we're 12 days away from the opener, and this is still being talked about, which is not good for either side.
Let's go to East Palo Alto, where Coach G is hanging. Hey, Coach G, thanks for the call.
How we doing, fellas?
What's up?
I got a creative solution because I'm feeling a lot of just hopelessness right now. It lands with one man and one man only.
One man.
Brock, the Lord is my GM, Purdy.
Ha.
Here is the solution. Brock Purdy calls John today. Says, fellas, I'm about to get the crazy bag next year. That's confirmed. I want you to take off the guaranteed money it's going to take to get Trent and Brandon through the... Brock's still going to get the crazy bag guaranteed with a little bit less to get his two, you know, primetime players in the door. Brock just cements his hero legacy, still gets paid, and the other guys come in.
Well, I mean, I love your creativity, but do you realize what you just suggested? I mean, if you're asking Brock Purdy to take the guarantees for Trent and Brandon off of his contract, you just asked the man to, like, give up $80 million. Like, who's doing that for a coworker? I don't care how effective you are at your job.
Right.
Dibs is a good host. I wouldn't do that. You crazy?
Come on.
Somebody come over here and be like, how about $100,000 off your salary for Dibs? It's going to be a no from me, dog.
Man, and before the show, I was trying to offer you up for some endorsements. I was trying to break you off a little.
I know. I mean, if you wanted me to give up like $100.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Come
I like
on.
The creative solution is nice, but this just doesn't happen in the real world.
I feel like so many of us want the players to get caught up in the majesty of all this, which is the way we look at it, because it is magical. It's sports. We love it. We get emotional about it. We connect with it. We want this to be about winning, and it is about winning. But I will always at least respect this of football players. Like, this is an absolutely absurd thing to do for a living. These people, in some cases, can't get out of bed by age 50.
Well, it shortens your life by probably 20 years on
question.
The average.
So, like, dude, and you can't do it after age 40, unless your name's Tom.
Yeah.
It's maybe Aaron. We'll see if he can move. Like, you can't do it past age 40. So, like, I'm never going to say, like, you know, oh, just give up money because we're good. Like, I don't know, man. To me, that's not fair.
It's not fair at all. And, you know, the thing about it is they have the money. The Niners have the money to pay Brandon Ayuk 25 or 28. Maybe they've offered him 29. So nobody needs to take less on a charity case in order to allow the Niners to be able to allocate the money for Brandon Ayuk. They just have to figure out what the price is, what's that number, and get it done. But that to me is long past due, that idea of let's just get the two sides together and hammer this thing out. It doesn't feel like, based on the tone I was hearing today from Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, they might be past the time of let's hammer this out.
408 just texted in, can the fans start a GoFundMe?
Exactly.
Let's get 3 million people to chip in $5 a piece. Boom, done.
Yeah, it's 15 million.
I don't think Jed York is like looking for someone to make the 15 mil for him.
Right.
I don't...
I think that they're good financially.
I think he's got that.
They just reportedly allocated $200 million to upgrade Levi's ahead of the Olympics and the World Cup.
Get some Wi-Fi.
Exactly. Yeah, some new screens.
Some Wi-Fi. We don't need Brandon, but we need some Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So Al Guido, the president, goes to Jed and says, Jed, I'm going to need $200 million so we can make this thing pop for the Super Bowl and the World Cup. And Jed goes, yeah, he's on the phone. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no problem.
Take it out of petty cash.
Does Joe or does Jed even stop chewing his food?
No.
Or does he just answer that with his mouth full?
Doesn't even look up.
Go ahead. No problem.
Go ahead.
Clay in Campbell. Hi, Clay. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, just speaking to Dib's point, exactly. I mean, $200 million for the stadium upgrades the day before this all happens. Niners need to work on their optics, man. Quit listening to the A's optics plan, John Fisher. I mean, John over in Dublin had a great point. I mean, being an A's fan, this is oddly similar. You know, you can't pay the two best players on our team, but you're going to try to, you know, upgrade the stadium. We just want some shade as a fan. We can't even provide that.
I mean, Clay, can I stop you for a
just
sec?
Just want some shade,
you're
man.
You're not calling the 49ers cheap, are you?
In this instance, yes.
You are?
I just got a season ticket. And the only reason, I have one great point. Look at the
we'll
Raiders
be the judge of that.
Season ticket holder gift.
What is
Look
it?
Look at the Niners season ticket holder gift.
I have no idea what it is. I'm not a season ticket holder, Clay. What is it?
Fair enough. Okay, so the Raiders every year give this awesome light box with the, you know, Raiders theme song, all the, you know, to the nines. They actually can give you a paper ticket still, which is wild to me.
Yeah.
The Niners, they can't even give you a paper ticket. I mean, the quote-unquote gift this year is a combination of a foldable, like, single wallet, a European handbag, and a clear backpack that you can get for $10 outside the stadium. So
yeah,
I digress.
That sounds way cooler than some silver box from the Raiders. But if you've got season tickets to both teams, maybe you should be paying this extension for Brandon Ayuk. Clay, thank you very much. I'm going to stop you there. You can't call the 49ers cheap. Look at what's going on this roster. And just think to yourself how much Jed York has put in an escrow account literally just in the last 4 years. You can't do it.
And look, how much he's about to put in for Trent Williams coming up.
Look around the league. I respect you. It's great that you're buying season tickets. I get where you're coming from. Comparing the 49ers to the A's is a hard miss. That's a huge swing and a miss. The Niners aren't cheap. They don't like this deal. They're not cheap. They don't like this deal. And I personally have arrived at the camp of they're right.
Well, we don't know what this deal is, and we don't even know if the deal is still on the table.
One
thing we do know is that this negotiation has been messy on both sides, and his request to be traded was actually adhered to, and they tried to trade him. They had a couple of deals reportedly that were in place, and he didn't want to go along with it. So this whole thing has been messy on both sides, and here they sit, and it's unresolved. And the one takeaway I have is not that the 49ers are cheap, because they've reportedly come up pretty far from their initial offer.
How about Peter in the city? Hi, Peter. Thank you for calling Willie and Debbie. What's up?
Well, I thanks for taking my call. I talked to you guys the other day, and I guess you thought I was a little cuckoo when I said, in my experiences negotiating labor agreements, when you get to this point, you offer your last best final offer. Now, if that had happened, Brandon would have been notified that if he didn't respond, the offer would be withdrawn. Then he would be notified, you are expected to be on the roster and ready to play. If you refuse, we will go public to all the 49er fans and present to them all of the offers that Brandon has refused. The Patriots, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, San Francisco.
I think we kind of feel like we've gotten that, Peter. I feel like we've gotten that.
Well, what we haven't got, though, is if the final offer that he refuses, and he refuses to honor the contract, his career will be flawed.
Right, so
we haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah,
though,
but Peter, what? Like, why would the Niners? Like, I hear what you're saying. I don't think you're wacky at all. It's like, if you're going to get to that point, what's the point of even making it public? Who cares? You don't need to get everybody on your side. Suspend him or trade him. If that's the way, and I'm with you. Like, I think we're right up against that possibility.
Well, the bigger picture, too, along with that, is that'll change the whole scenery on matching money. When an ownership is going to go public with all the deals that we got you, all the money you could have had, and you stuck your finger in our face, and we give you an offer and expect you to honor your contract, and you stick your finger in your face again, we want our fans to know we love them. We did everything that was humanly fair and possible. This is what I would do to avoid a strike.
Yeah, but Peter, yeah, the issue with what you're saying is that you would be directing all of your energy solely toward your fans. And unfortunately, the tactics you're talking about would very much turn off other players.
Yeah, even some of your own players.
Yeah, what you're suggesting is, like, I get the whole idea of the hardball with Brandon, but now we're going to go on a campaign to publicly embarrass him and out him and make him look bad. That's not going to play well in the locker room. That's not going to play well with future free agents. It's not going to play well in future negotiations.
It won't, but these things will get out, and the way they can do it is by leaking the details. If we get to a point where Brandon makes it clear that he's not playing football on his fifth-year option, or the 49ers trade him, I do think you'll get to a point where the reports of what they offered will leak out. I don't know if it'll be a Michael Silver, or somebody will have the details of what the Niners offered and what he turned down.
Like, we've kind of, and again, you never know exact numbers. We kind of have a decent idea of how this has flowed already anyway. We know that the Patriots were north of 32. The Browns were reported at 30. The Steelers were reported at least 28. The Niners started around 26 and moved up to at least 28, 29. Now, that leaves out guarantees, which is a very much huge part of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we won't know that. But I have a hard time believing that everybody, all these teams offered him between 28 and 32 a year and only wanted to give him $6 guaranteed. You know what I mean? Like, somewhere in here, there were multiple offers that supposedly satisfied what Brandon wanted because he agreed. He agreed to a deal with the Steelers. And then the Niners didn't agree on a trade. Then the Niners agreed on a trade, and Brandon didn't want to go to the Steelers anymore because he thought he was close enough to go to the Niners. And then the Niners started to move their offer. And Brandon reportedly was at the, we're just gussying up some stuff with the last year now, and now we're here. And so you can say all of that is BS on social media. It's not. Like, I'm sure there's some things, but you have a light
reports.
You have a light framework of the way this flowed.
Right. And, Peter, our last caller, he may be right where you get to this deadline, Wednesday, 3 o'clock practice, and the Niners may have set a deadline of, okay, we get to this point, our last best offer is no longer on the table. And if you don't If you don't agree to our last best offer by Wednesday, 3:10, when we've got practice, then I don't know what to tell you. Get out there and play football. Maybe they're still negotiating. It felt today like John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are completely fed up with this whole saga.
Totally.
And they got a game to get ready for. And so, you know, I don't know how you're able to jumpstart this. Feels like the Trent Williams renegotiation could happen very soon. It doesn't feel that way with Brandon Ayuk.
888-957-9570. We'll keep going. Gene in Oakland. Hi, Gene. Thanks for calling.
Hey, fellas. So I'm at the end of my rope. I can only imagine where the San Francisco's 49ers organization is at this point. My feeling is it's time to fish or cut bait. You know, I think the Niners, it seems to me, should be the organization should sit them down and say, listen, these are your choices. You know, you either play your fifth year, accept our contract, or if you're not prepared to play in the first game because you haven't practiced enough, we dock you your pay for that game and for every game afterwards for which you're not prepared. And as I understand it, if it's six games, well, then you got to go through this next year, too. So it's a put it on him. You know, just say, listen, these are your choices. We have to move on otherwise. And you know, if he doesn't want to play and we save that money, the bigger fish is Trent. You know, we have to sign him. We have to figure that out somehow.
Gene,
and if this is getting in the way of that, then by all means, just deal with Trent and let this guy go.
I mean, I know I'm with you. And Gene, by the way, here, this is just my read. I think the Niners have already done all that. I think they've totally already done all that. When you say sit him down and just say, hey, these are your choices,
yeah,
and we're going to go practice now, I think that's exactly what they've done.
Well, you heard John Lynch today talk about the expectation being that Brandon Ayuk practice, and that tells me that all of this hold in, you're missing camp, bro hug me at practice, and all the rest of it, all the rest of the window dressing, that's over now because we're 12 days away, we're getting ready for a game, and we want you to be on the field. And Kyle Shanahan also addressing the roster construction. Did you keep an extra wide receiver because of the uncertainty of the Ayuk situation? And it was a one-word answer, and that answer was yes.
Yes.
So I don't think that Kyle Shanahan or John Lynch is expecting him to suddenly end what is now officially a holdout, Mark. It's no longer a hold-in because practice has begun, and now you're holding out. Even though you're in the building, you're subject to a fine, and I do believe that he will be fined.
Wouldn't you love to just, I'll tell you what, you know, everyone's all, this is what you do. You sit down, Brandon. I'll tell you what, if I had a chance to sit down with Brandon, do you want to know what I would say? Is one question and one question only.
Have you thought about firing your agent?
No, that's a fair question, though. I would just be like, what's your exit strategy here? Where do you think that this is going to, what are you going to do, and where's it going to go?
What do you want would be my question.
Well,
like, he just wants to get paid.
Well, that's probably how he'd answer.
Okay. Well, New England was offering you 32 and a half, and you didn't want it.
I don't want to go there.
And you had money from Pittsburgh, and you don't want to go there. And Cleveland was hot after you. You don't want to go there. Where else do you not want to go? The Commanders. You want to go be a Commanders?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
They don't want me, though.
Yeah.
That's what's really ironic about that whole TikTok.
They said they don't want me.
Yeah, the Commanders said the same thing. Brandon, because the Commanders are being run by an ex-49ers executive, right, who knows you well. I mean, he didn't want to get you either.
That's crazy.
Dusty in Pleasant Hill. Hi, Dusty. What's cooking?
Hi, guys. This whole thing has devolved into a circus. Brandon is acting like what is essentially a spoiled child. He's been offered everything he wanted, and he still turned his nose up at it. I really question the advice he's getting from his agent, who is allegedly an attorney, because he's getting very poor legal advice. At this point, I think this is starting to become very damaging to his reputation and possibly his future in the league. Like you said, I would not want him back on my team with this pattern of behavior that he has exhibited. He may have a lot of skill set, but I'm not sure the, you know, juice is worth the squeeze. I enjoy your show very much. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dusty.
Thank you very much. Andrew Brandt said something earlier today on Twitter. Let me see if I can pull this up, because Andrew is super smart, and he used to run the front office with the Green Bay Packers, and he said something earlier today that I found to be absolutely fantastic on the larger subject. Here it is. I got it. Okay. This was actually late yesterday. And this is what I think the 49ers also think. Okay? Andrew wrote, I don't think teams can go young slash cheap at quarterback to avoid paying the top market prices and have similar performance. But I do think with the drastic escalation of top wide receiver prices, teams can consider going young slash cheap there to take advantage of market inefficiencies. Exhibit A, and you'll love this.
It's my exhibit.
And you know exactly what I'm going to say because he knows this team as well as anyone. Exhibit A, the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
And what did the 49ers do in the draft? Round one?
They did what the Green Bay Packers do.
Round four. We don't want one receiver. We want two. And I keep saying this. I know wide receivers are important, but they're not this important. They're not $35 million a year. They're not. They're just not. And I certainly don't want two of them. I don't want two of them. So I think there's a fair conversation there, which is the salary, does he deserve 30? Is that the market? Sure. Are you forced to agree with the market? No. No. The 49ers are allowed to say this is out of whack.
Yes, they are, and I can't help but go back to the same place every time you lay this out, because I've talked about the Packers and the market inefficiencies of paying two receivers that much money. My big question, if I could sit down with John and Parag and Jed and Kyle, my question would be, if this is what you really think, why were you engaged in this process for this long?
Very fair question.
Because if you don't think that he's worth any more than 26, and even at that, do you want to pay two guys that much? What were you doing the whole summer? You should have traded him back in April before the draft and got what you could get, which was reportedly a high second round.
Without actually knowing the way they've functioned in and out on a daily basis on this, I think that's a phenomenal and fair question. Yeah,
to use your lexicon, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. 888-957-9570. We got room for more of your calls. Stay right where you are. It's Willard and Dibs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
You can't play that at 540.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I have no chance of getting through that without losing it.
Just wait until I play it at 5:40 on a Friday.
Yeah. Bonte Hill's actually there, hearing all that up close and personal.
Oh, at the tennis?
At the U.S. Open, yeah. He was tweeting about Coco Gauff.
Wow.
Do those matches go in like 2 a.m.? Local time?
What's that?
Those games, those matches go 2 a.m. local time, I believe.
Yep, they go late.
Wow.
Depending on the schedule. I was watching last night, yeah. It was about 10:15, 10:30.
You're all watching tennis last night?
Big tennis people, yeah.
I like the majors, and, you know, I'll watch the majors. And
What, Willard?
Back when I was gambling, I was giving out, like, tennis locks. You can bet over-unders.
Oh, Aussie Open?
Oh, so many. And French Open over-unders.
When it starts at midnight, there's nothing better than late-night action like that.
You're with me. You weren't watching tennis last night.
I wasn't particularly last night, but I will watch the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, whatever.
Couldn't tell you who was playing last night.
You forgot that I was the number one tennis player all 4 years in high school.
I did not forget that at all.
An afterthought.
I want it. What I'm waiting for, and I'll get it with Dibs out the next 2 days, is to hear what your grunt sounds like. I don't want Dibs doing Monica's grunt. I want you doing yours. You go.
And wait for the Azarenka. She won today, by the way, Vika, in straight sets.
Thank God. I was excited to hear that.
Yeah. And I miss Sharapova, her grunt. It's a good one. That's Celis. I'm sorry, I'm the grunt savant. And Grandy, he doesn't have a grunt.
Were you a non-grunter?
Absolutely not.
Silent assassin.
Totally.
Ooh, I like that.
Dibs, what does Serena sound like?
Yeah.
I'd have to channel my inner Serena, but she actually was good because when she would wind up to hit a big winner, her grunt would get appreciably louder.
I don't think much we more asked of a for, scream. I don't think we asked for a description.
Yeah, like what? Sorry, I talked over that.
And then you did it again.
Yeah, it was
one more time?
Nah, I'm good. That one hurt my throat. But if you ever watch any of her matches, when she really would wind up for a big winner, the volume would go up. Which tells you that she doesn't really need to grunt. And this all started because Robbie Ray, IL King,
yes,
grunts when he pitches.
He's a grunter.
Ball, and it's really off-putting.
No, I don't find it to be such at all. And you're
disturbing?
I don't know that I've ever heard it. Yeah,
I haven't either, to be honest with you. So it can't be that off-putting. We didn't even notice. You can't be a tennis fan and be off-put by grunting.
I like the grunting.
Yeah, that's weird.
And there's a golfer who grunts, too.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember who it is.
I've had a few grunts on golf swings. There are certain ones where you're really trying to step on it.
Yeah. So it's not a pro. It's a good friend of mine, Aaron Schleifer.
Okay. Yeah. That's
he grunts.
Different. Yeah. Yeah. The rest
that's
of us don't know that.
Yeah. A little bit like that. Yeah.
Let's go to Nolan in Pinole. We could call him Pinolan. Hi, Nolan. What's going on? Sorry, it's late. Hi, Nolan. What are you doing?
I'm just driving home. I was going to say, I think the 49ers not paying Brandon Ayuk has literally nothing to do with them being cheap. It's just like a cap issue. Like, they don't want to spend too much, like, paying, like, the skill positions when they still have to pay their quarterback and everything. And also, if this doesn't get resolved, what would you guys think is, like, fair trade value for him?
Boy. I mean, I can only answer that. And thank you, Nolan. And you're right. This isn't like something that's personal or what have you. And I don't even think it's necessarily all about next year and Brock Purdy. They don't think that this is the right deal. Now, I think there is tucked into all of that. There's a criticism of the 49ers, which I do think that they're trying a little too hard to win the deal. And they're worried about precedent. This is my opinion now. They're worried about precedent after, quote unquote, losing the deal to Nick Bosa last year. And so they don't want to do it again. And okay, I think that bringing competitiveness to this is not the right way to go, but we're here. And Brandon, to me, deserves absolutely the lion's share of the blame that we're here. Now, what's a fair trade for him?
Not a first. We can start with a second, and you might be able to talk me down to a third.
Well, that's circumstantial, though. He is worth a first. He is a first, and he has played up to the level of a first.
Here we are on August 28th, and you know they weren't offered a first even 4 months ago at the draft when his value was higher, seemingly, than it is now.
Yeah, although they were reportedly offered a pick that was like three picks after the first.
Yeah.
And so you know, I do think that's his quote-unquote value. The problem is now you're in a spot where there's a game in 11 days for most of these teams, and you're not asking for them to just trade straight up. They have to then pay. They have to break this player off a huge contract. And so it sounds to me like what the Niners have been asking is a 2+. You're not going to get a 1, but you can get more than a 2.
Maybe second and a fourth, or maybe a second and a fifth, maybe, something like that.
Or a second and a player. You know,
yeah,
I don't know if I fully buy this, but there was the reported offer from Cleveland was a 2, a 5, and Amari Cooper, which is wild.
That seems a little rich.
Well, except for that removes the financial hit that the Browns take because you're getting rid of a high-priced player and then bringing in a new one.
But Amari wants new money, so you're going to have to pay Amari if the Niners acquire him.
Not always. You've assumed that all along, and you've watched other players. Matthew Judon didn't do that. Like, he got traded and just said
fine. Well, the people I've talked to are in and around Cleveland, that's been the indication that he wants...
some high-level conversations with people in Cleveland?
I made a couple calls, and the indication from my Cleveland people is that he wants to get paid.
Well,
so.
Everybody wants to get paid. It doesn't mean you have to do it.
Of course.
He had already showed up...
They don't have to pay Brandon Ayuk.
No, but he showed up to camp and will play this year, Amari Cooper.
Yes, it's so, next year where he's going to want the money.
Yeah, so that's a conversation for next year.
I get it. I think that if I'm an acquiring team... I'm not going to offer more than a second and maybe a low fifth or sixth, because if the Niners keep him and then he leaves in free agency, you only get a third-round comp pick at the highest you'll get.
You haven't heard, and again, just a rumor, but you haven't heard that Pittsburgh's offering a 2 and a 3?
I heard that a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if that offer is still on the table.
I don't know. And the Niners wanted, you know, their reported response to that was, we need a receiver.
Exactly.
But... I don't know. Now
I wonder if their tune has changed now.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe they've seen some things since then in Jacob Cowing and Ricky Pearsall's healthy and Terrace Marshall and whatever. I don't know.
You know? If I'm Pittsburgh, then knowing the situation and seeing everything that's gone on, I'm less likely to offer a second and a third now.
Would you do that if you're the Niners?
Take a second and a third? Absolutely. Absolutely. Knowing where we are right now with him... maybe not playing. Like, we still have no indication that Brandon Ayuk wants to play football. He is 12 days away from the opener, and he's yet to set foot. Well, I know he's been on the practice field, but not really. He hasn't been practicing on the practice field.
Yeah,
exactly.
He went out there to shake Kyle Shanahan's hand.
So, feels to me like he's not that devoted to the cause. So, if I can get a second and a third and move forward with the receivers that I have, so be it. Might be time to just cut your losses in this one.
Well, it might be time to just remove yourself from the trade possibility altogether. You know what I mean? Like, you've assessed what the value is. If you can't get it, hold. You made this point earlier. A lot of things can happen. I mean, what happens if a team with Super Bowl aspirations loses their top wide receiver in week 2?
How many receivers will get hurt between now and the deadline?
Lots.
Yeah. I mean, top-level guys, hopefully none on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
Got the draft coming up in 2 hours, but...
damn, it is coming fast.
Going to be some injuries for sure at the wide receiver.
What pick do you want, if you could have any pick? We don't find out until a half hour before the draft.
Exactly.
Is that right, Lucas? 7:30, we're going to find out?
That's correct. Okay. Randomized.
What pick do you want?
Probably...
it's 12-team league now. It used to be 14.
I would say, give me 4. Four is good.
That's what I got in my high school draft this weekend.
Because 4, then you get like 20, and then you also get like 27. Something like that.
Yeah, you get 4, and then on the comeback, you would get 21.
21, okay.
And then 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
Okay. 4, 21, 28.
Yeah.
I like that. And just like last year, I'm going with 3 tight ends.
Granny,
seemed to work for me last year.
What pick do you want?
I had 4 in a draft last week, and I liked it. So, somewhere around 4 or 5.
Everybody wants 4.
Lucas,
what do you want?
I want 1. Give me number 1.
Who are you taking if you get number 1?
I'm taking McCaffrey, and then I'll figure out. And then I get 2 more in the top, whatever, 20.
I want to be in the middle, but not for the reasons you guys are thinking. I like drafting. I don't like waiting. When you have 1, you have to sit there for like 24 picks.
Hard to plan, that's for sure.
Yeah, like I don't want to wait.
Considering the draft is hitting right at bath time, it's probably best that I get 12, because then I can go 12 and 13, and then
We can pause the draft for you.
Oh.
No, you'd better pause it. I'm going to text Lucas.
Pausing is officially off the table.
Yeah, of course it is. Grandy, you're afraid of Steiny.
One time only.
What are you doing here? What are you doing in 3 minutes?
You're going to basically hear an hour of Willard and Nibs beginning at like 2:45 when John Lynch took the podium, and then we eventually found out Ayuk didn't show up to practice.
And then it got hot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did.
And all of that is brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Hey, do you want to do it again tomorrow?
I'm busy.
Okay. Day after that?
Count me out.
Monday?
I'm busy.
Hey, rest in peace to your dad.
Thank you, brother. The Dwayne Dibley Memorial this weekend.
Travel safe.
Yep, thank you.
And, breaking news to end the show.
Oh.
We're all paid up in the Fantasy League. Oh. Daryl the Guru Johnson just sent $100.
He did it at 5:57 on purpose. What a G.
Got it in before the draft.
Attaboy.
For Dibs, for Guru.
It's bothering me.
For Lucas and for Guru. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Wow.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.